Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the report has spoken. Record demand and record yield for corn.
Yep.
And when it's all said and done, we are on a razor-thin edge, still on ending stocks.
Yeah, we really are. Stocks to use now below 10%. That's when we've seen, you know, explosions. We talked about this going into the report, that we really need a substantial yield in the U.S. because there's not a lot of cushion at all. I noticed that USDA did not increase either ethanol or feed use, and should one of those increase as well, we could really see a much, much tighter situation. Export bookings certainly will take a back seat to the rest of these numbers that came out from USDA, but we'll be steady, maybe three high or something like that in the corn.
Record yields pushing production to record levels in beans, too.
Yeah, and on the bean side, it's a little early to be talking about bean yields, even though the crop is ahead of schedule. The thing that really hit me in the head was that USDA did not change the ending stocks for 2010. Beans are still at 360. Their bent has been to start with a pretty darn high number, however, and ratchet that lower as we go along. Export bookings next year, Dave, huge, 86 million bushel. This bean market will be up anywhere 2 to 6 or 7 cents.
Wheat, please.
Wheat's going to be a mixed bag. We're going to see pressure on this new crop wheat again like we did yesterday at the tail end of trade. I'd say up a dime, maybe down a dime almost. Export bookings are strong. USDA did raise export use by 200 million bushel. Ending stocks now have dropped below a billion bushel, which is kind of the threshold for prices to be bouncy.
And just a quick call on the livestock. Just the
livestock market, I think, will be higher in the cattle and will probably be mixed in the hogs.
Thank you very much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgReview, and she is in Morton, Illinois.